Welcome back to the Glorious Rugby Podcast. My name is Alistair Kirschpool. This is a special post-game interviews edition of the Glorious Rugby Podcast. So I got a chance after the match to catch up with some of the players, coaches, the owners, to talk about the game, talk about the experience. As a note, you will hear another voice asking some questions on this podcast. That is fellow contributor to the written Glorious Rugby website, Jack Foster. So shout out there. And with that, we'll get into the interviews.
Okay, so Paul, what did you think of the game? What are your feelings? Five beers in immediately after the game.
Well, first off, what an incredible venue. I mean, the Soccerplex, I think we had about 2,500 fans here, so I'm really pleased with that, pleased with the natural turf. We had our chances, and it was really tough going, getting a red card early, but the team stuck with it, stayed in it, and we had a chance to win that game at the end, which is, I think, the position we want to be in. So I was pleased after the red card that we were able to fight back and stay within the game, and just slipped away, unfortunately, at the end.
So, you know, good attendance here. Looked like the stands were pretty full. And, you know, I mean, the weather is great today, which has been nice. But you're expecting good things going forward?
I think when we get 5,000 people here for a playoff game, it's going to be incredible. But I love this, you know, where we can sit up here and talk and still watch the game. You have 360 degrees of incredible views. We've had a lot of experience with venues in the D.C. area, and I feel this has to be our best. We've got the scoreboard, which was an issue at Segra. We've got the grass field, but it's also this bowl that I think really makes it feel intimate. So I'm real pleased, and the team's in, you know, a great position, and we just need more fans. We got San Diego next weekend. There's no rest. Every week is a tough game. So, you know, I would like to have won that one, but that's okay today.
So we just got news of a test match, USA against Scotland, being played in D.C. at Audi Field. Did you have any hand in that?
We did. We knew about it. And that was AEG has always wanted to play at Audi Field. So we're super excited to have our partners playing the U.S. Eagles during a break for us. So that's going to be tremendous for the rugby community here in D.C. And, yes, we've been, you know, we had a hand in helping get the All Blacks here, and we had a hand helping getting our partners here.
That's really cool. Thanks. So talking to OGDC head coach Simon Cross, tight game, close game. What are your initial thoughts?
I'm pretty proud of the effort, the boys. We talked after the game last week where we felt there were moments in the game where we could have worked harder against New England. And delighted today to see, you know, real effort from the boys, both sides of the ball, particularly when we're down to, you know, 40 men for 20 minutes. So that was really encouraging. And again, I think probably a story of missed opportunities, really. We had a couple of chances to score, and we didn't take them, unfortunately. That kind of kept Chicago in the game.
Yeah, seems like there's a fair number of mistakes that end up leading to tries, you know, a dropped ball or a kick gets knocked back, and then they grab it and they go. Is that something you're looking at as a coach?
No, not at all. I mean, last week there was a fumble in the air and it just landed in Reese's hands. McDonald, he scores. This week we had we won the ball back in the air, but obviously we kind of palmed the ball off to nobody, and their bloke was able to kind of take it and run 30 metres to score. So they didn't create an awful lot of opportunities to score, and which is encouraging because it means our defence is holding up and pretty strong. And I thought, certainly down to 40 men, you know, the work rate in defence to hold them out was excellent. So now, like I say, I'm pretty happy today. I think it's a story of missed opportunities, which is a better place to be than not creating any opportunities. So that's a decent Chicago side as well. So I'm confident that, you know, come the end of the season, that might be a pretty valuable 2 points.
How's feel to be in the new stadium? How do you like this place to play?
I mean, the boys are loving it. The Chicago guys are all over it as well. I thought the crowd was excellent today, and it's just the first step in a nice journey, long journey here. So great atmosphere, great surface, and we almost made it the perfect opening day for the crowd.
Thank you very much. So I'm here with Willie Talataina. Yeah, what did you think of the game, you know, coming right off it?
No, it was a tough game out there. I think Chicago brought it to us at our home ground, but I think the boys are quite happy with coming away with 2 points rather than no points. So wasn't too bad. It was physical out there, but I thought the boys dug deep in and put a lot of effort into that last 5 minutes.
Yeah. You've been coming off the bench this season more than starting. Is that nice for you, not having to play 80 minutes every game?
Yeah, it's nice. I think as a club and Old Glory itself, I think we're building some depth, which is good for the club going into the future. So, I mean, whatever number I'm wearing and I'm out there under 23, then I'll go out there and do a job for the boys. So doesn't matter where I am, I'll be up there.
Yeah. Disappointed not to get the win, or do you think, you know, this is what the club did and that's it?
It's one of those hard ones. It's not a bad thing that, like, we drew, because the loss is worse, but it's kind of in that murky water type thing where we're happy, but we're not really happy. So we'll go on Monday and review and see what we can do heading into San Diego next week back at home. So,
yeah. How is the new stadium? Are you enjoying it here?
Yeah, love it. I got bad knees, so it's good playing out on grass. It's like back home in New Zealand, so it's a good fast pitch, as you can see. So it's good for running rugby for entertainment-wise, so yeah, it's nice.
What kind of transitions do you have to make when going back and forth between the American game and the New Zealand game?
I tell everyone back at home, the New Zealand game's a bit more faster, but the American game is more physical, just because I think a lot of boys just come from a football background, and it's either I'm running over you or you're tackling me, so it's a bit more physical in that sense. But the level of rugby has picked up in the last 3 years that I've been here. Level of rugby is getting better and better, so big things for the MLR, and hopefully we can get a bit more Americans out there to showcase their talent.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm here with Graydon Bowd. Yeah, so impressions of the game, first impressions just off the pitch.
You know, it's a tough one. Anytime you end in a tie, it's a kind of bittersweet frustration of a game. But I think home opener here, great facility. Fans came out, so that was awesome to see. And, you know, we're happy with that, at least. You know, we got building blocks to go on, and we'll just kind of keep pushing forward still early in the season. But definitely we'll be reviewing that one, and definitely places to work on. So.
You've been dropping back to 15 quite a lot. You know, how has that transition been? You know, you were fly half last year a lot, and now playing at 15.
Yeah, played there before. Trained there a bunch, a bit internationally. I've stepped back there a bit too, so I know the position, and just happy to do it for the team there. Still similar roles. Still kind of can manage the game from back there. Still be able to use my boot to my advantage. So definitely, yeah, a bit of a mentality shift for sure. But still happy with it.
Yeah. How do you feel about this, the new stadium compared to Segra Field?
Oh, we love it here. Grass field is immaculate. So much fun to play on grass, and it's well kept. It's almost perfect condition down there. So much fun to be out here at the new field.
With all the roster turnover from last year to this year, how have the guys been gelling over the first 3 weeks?
Pretty good. Yeah, I know we kind of came into preseason, and you kind of have to just buy in and get to know each other early on. And the way we structured it, I think that that happened, and we kind of just grew together over the 5 weeks of preseason. Kind of started with some fitness and defense, and you kind of grind it out together, and then get to know each other off the field as well. And so, yeah, definitely a lot of new faces, but I would say gelled pretty quick and kind of showed there with the win against New England last week. So.
Thanks very much.
Awesome.
Thank you. Well, that's all we had time for. Thank you so much for listening, and catch us again later this week with a regular episode of the Glorious Rugby Podcast. Bye.